Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What a so cool to be a part of that. I'm just so I'm filled with admiration of what you did and how you've impacted the wine business. In fact, then it wouldn't be fair to not mention the fact that in addition to all your other accomplishments, you're a pilot. You were in the reserve. You threw helicopters and such, and I have a special fondness for that. But then you also produced some pretty amazing spawn, if you will, and whether it's food or wine or both. Tell us a little bit about Heidi and your daughters and what fun. Happy Father's Day with that thought.
Yes, I had two daughters, and then I married two more. And in my second marriage, got two more daughters. So I've got lots of daughters to love, and they all, having grown up in wine and food surroundings, it isn't a surprise. It wouldn't be a surprise that my oldest daughter is Heidi Barrett. She's now well known in the industry as a top quality winemaker, and you know, something that a lot of men might not like to hear, but they ought to. They ought to love hearing this. I certainly do. Winemaking is becoming more and more and more a ladies' job. The truth is, I think women are better at it. Now, we could argue about this for several hours, I suppose, but they have a natural tendency, I think, to nitpick little details over food. Is this better than that? Why don't I try this? Wouldn't this be better if I did such and such? And that's really true in wine, and so I think that's why she's gotten so successful there. Her sister, Holly Peterson, is a well-known chef. She works for many wineries here, and she puts on events for them. For example, at the Napa Valley Wine Auction of year 2000, a famous year because it got highest prices bid for wine, and the record still holds. Well, Holly Peterson was the chef for the dinner, and the dinner was 2,200 people. And just imagine doing that and preparing the food for that. She organized it very well. She had a bunch of other chefs from around the country, around the world, some from Kansas, some from Iowa, some from all around. And they divided it up so that each chef had only 100 people to feed. And then the sous chefs under the chef had only 10 people to feed. And so she fed 2,200 people all within 5 or 10 seconds of each other. They were all eating the same course. And it was pretty surprising, I
guess.
And the wines that went with it, that's just another story altogether. I think if you were to ask me, Guy, what the single thing happened to really improve grape quality, wine quality, in the country, certainly in the world, but in the country especially, it was the understanding, and we kind of blundered into this, the understanding that some grape varieties produce better wine when grown under very cool summertime conditions, while other varieties require warmer summer conditions to produce their best wines. And the bottle that you've opened right now, Pinot Noir, shows that very well. Those grapes are grown in Monterey County in upper Santa Lucia Highlands is right on the edge of the valley, of Salinas Valley, and it's right close to the ocean, so that the cold Pacific breezes, the reason the ocean off California is so cold is it comes down from Alaska. So that water is very cold, and nobody swims in the ocean water in California. Only a few, they call themselves polar bears, but they're stupid.
Yeah.
Anyway, nobody swims there. that cold air coming in is what makes that Pinot Noir, it develops its flavor. If it were too hot, the flavor would burn off. Cabernet, on the other hand, requires a warmer climate, so Cabernet doesn't do well down there. Yeah. It does better in an inland area like Napa Valley. And that's what we've learned, and we did it through trial and error. The whole industry did it, and that's why we have such good wines today, because people go to great lengths to plant the grape variety they like. They don't just plant it anywhere. They'll plant it on a north slope if that's what's best.
Yeah.
Or they'll plant it on a south slope if that's what's best. And you find that only in already even in Kansas. You will find we tend to think, I'm from Iowa, same climate pretty much. There you have huge areas there where the climate is the same. In California, there's a huge area, but a lot of small areas where the climate is drastically different. And even in Kansas, you see these differences, and the differences from one brand to another very often, I think, have to do with the microclimate of their given areas. It's a fascinating story. It goes on forever, but it really adds interest to wine, I think, as well as food.
Well, I can tell you that this is an interesting wine. Folks, I wish I could tell you you could get it at Jacob Liquor Exchange, but it's made in a quantity that doesn't allow national distribution. But you can get some. RichardGPeterson.com, that's where I'd go if you wanted to get this. And, Doc, I ordered a couple of your wines, and I ordered several from Heidi, and you and I are going to talk about that. I want to have her on the show in the not-too-distant future.
Very good.
Before I say goodbye and give away a copy of the book, I want to tell you that I admire everything you've done, and I'm so thankful for what you've done for the wine business that allows those out here in wine-drinking America to have great wine at an affordable price. So with that note, I will tell you...
On the book that you're giving away, if you want me to autograph it to the whoever it is,
you bet.
And send it from here, I'll be happy to do that. Just give me all the information. I'll mail it out from here.
That's what we'll do. Happy Father's Day, my friend. Hope to cross paths again soon.
All right. Bye.
We'll see you. Dr. Richard Peterson, the winemaker, you want a copy? If you've been listening, I know you want a copy. Start calling now. 316-869-1330, caller number 5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.